I have to say, it's completely emptied where I am. It's insane. Few cars on the road right now. I'm in disbelief, and it doesn't make me bitter at all to know that I'm on my way to work and everyone else is going to the parade. I have to go to work. I work in a hospital. However, it makes me incredibly happy, incredibly proud of our city. And I'm really happy for the people that are going to be celebrating today with the Knicks downtown. I think it just shows what a great city we all live in. I'll be at work, but I'll be rooting for them deep down inside. Thank you so much for that text. I love that. It's a day. It's an unusual day, but we're buying into it. Let's go live downtown. We think it's going to work. Garrett is in the middle of the parade that no one else can get into. They have closed the doors, we're hearing. What's going on, Garrett? What do you see?
I got a guy. It's good to have a guy.
You have a guy. Of course you do have a guy. So you are standing, where are you? Barclays and Church? Is that where you are? Barclay?
Where? Barclay and Broadway, which has been renamed to Champions Way.
Hey.
Oh, good. They renamed the street. Someone just got their spray paint out and changed the name of the sign. I love that. So as we are in the comfort of our beautiful studio at Uptown Manhattan, you are watching the crowds roll in. Is it getting tighter and tighter for you and everyone else?
Yeah, it's getting a little tight. But also, I never knew New York City had this many people in it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, it does. Now you see the truth.
Great, safe. The police are doing a great job. You know, crowds are warming up for cheering by cheering everybody that's getting help because they've had a little bit too much to drink already. We're practicing our chants and cheering them on as they get escorted into an ambulance.
Okay, so the paramedics are already at work.
Oh my gosh!
Those who have been imbibing for a few hours here at 8 a.m. And that's what it's going to be. And the day is just beginning. Have you felt any rain at all? Any sprinkles? Any tinkling?
I hope that's rain that I felt a little bit, if anything, from up above.
You never know.
This is so great. So we know Deanna's fiance, Dennis, was turned away. He could not get in.
Oh, man.
Is Dennis on the line? You want to talk to him real quick? Hey, Dennis, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
All right, so you went all the way downtown to get into this thing. Where are you and what happened when you tried to get into the parade area?
Right now I'm between Beekman Street and I don't even know what street. I came out of the PATH station, and every single entrance I tried to get into, they said it was full and you can't get in. So I've gone to 5 different entry points so far.
Oh,
wow.
No.
So that's what's going on. But you know what? There's got to be a hole somewhere. You know, the cockroaches always find a way to get into the kitchen.
I love being compared to a cockroach. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Well, good. Well, Dennis, what are you going to do? If you can't get in, how do you enjoy the edges of the parade, the periphery, as it were?
Well, thankfully, most of the bars down here are opening up in about an hour. So a little bit of liquid breakfast will help out for sure.
Okay, there you go. Dennis. I know. I've been in a bar or two with Dennis. I know how he operates. It's good.
Dennis, you're not missing much.
Garrett, tell Dennis inside what he's missing while outside.
Shoulder to shoulder with strangers, lots of hugs and high fives. I've never hugged this many people. I'm definitely investing in a lot of Purell when I go home.
Right.
Okay. There you go, Dennis. That's what you're missing. But you know what? The place to be, they're saying, after the parade is at the bars all over the city, and there's a lot of room to move once you get out of there. So you're gonna be okay. Dennis, thanks for checking in. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
All right, we appreciate you too. There's Dennis. Dennis, everyone.
Dennis. Wow.
Dennis.
Live from the attempt. All right, so Garrett, as people are milling in, what is your plan? Where do you see this going? The parade doesn't really begin for another 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, no. It's like going on a ride at an amusement park where you wait online for 4 hours for 30 seconds of enjoyment. It's going to be the same thing. Hopefully Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and Kat all wave to me, and then I cry, and then I go home.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. All right. Well, listen, thank you, Garrett. We got to get to Food News Thursday here. And just, don't be in the way if anyone's projectiling, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, and hey, if you really want to get rid of files today, today's the day to shred them and just throw them into the parade.
Yes.
That's all a right. Great idea.
Shred away, baby. Get rid of those secrets. All right, thank you. We'll check back with you in a few minutes. Thanks, Garrett. And, well, yeah, back to us in the studio. You know what? That went off without a hitch, and it kind of bored me a little bit, to be honest. I needed...
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, I needed some galactic funk, you know? Anyway, it is Food News Thursday. We did Garrett. We got to go around the room at some point. Where do you want to go next? You know, just pick one. I'll do whatever you want.
Well, let's go around the room then.
Okay, around the room. A lot of us who are in the room. Do you feel kind of left out? Are you FOMOing? Yeah.
I feel defeated.
Aww.
What about you? I mean, Gandhi, would you want to be down there right now?
I don't know. The more chaotic it gets, the more I'm like, I'm not sure I want to be in that. Those crowds, when I can't see anything, give me a little bit of anxiety. Mm. So send me pictures and merch, and I'm in. Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy it from here. What about you, Danielle? Do you want to be in the thick of it?
Yeah, I just like being in the middle of it all and all the craziness and all the people like surrounding you. I don't know. That's how it is at Yankee Stadium all the time, especially when you're trying to get out of the stadium. And for some reason, I love the whole atmosphere and feeling of it. Of it all.
There you go.
Yeah.
Scary, isn't iHeart having a viewing party at some point?
Yes, they're there. They're down there at the Moxie, and I want to be there, and I'm supposed to go there, and I'm on the list. So how do we get...
Good luck.
I don't think you can.
Who can we talk to? Do we know a guy that could get Diamond and I am?
Figure it out. Figure it out. We'll start with you around the room. Scary, what's up?
I just want to say I'm 53 years in the making. You know, Monica McNutt is the voice of the New York Knicks.
She Love her.
So amazing. She played for Georgetown college basketball, and to see and to hear her do the call with Tyler on the Knicks games in those final games, I was just so overjoyed for her to see it all come true for her. Lifelong Knicks fan, and as she said, this was a love letter to New York. 53 years. In the making, wow. To quote her.
Wow.
And
you know, it's so much fun to watch her work because she's right there in the middle of the action watching the games, and she's a true fan, and she jumps up and acts like a crazy woman, and then down to the mic, and she's so polished and perfect. I mean, she's like the ultimate working fan, you know, and she's great. Yeah, I'm glad you said something about her. That's awesome.
She's amazing.
Amazing. Excellent. Nice around the room entry. Hey, what's up with you today, Gandhi?
Well, you got me in trouble with my phone today, and I'm not happy about it. You sent me a conspiracy theory, and you know I love a good conspiracy theory. So I remembered hearing it in Fight Club, and I was like, is that true? I went to Google it, and I got flagged by my phone. It sent me to a suicide helpline because of what the content was.
Oh, no.
What? And I was like, oh, thanks a lot, Duran. Now my phone is worried about me.
Which conspiracy was it?
It was about the oxygen in plane masks.
Yes. Oh God, that's a sad one. Don't look that up.
Don't look that up. Your phone's gonna flag you. By the way,
you don't. So. I know, but it's a weird effed up conspiracy.
But guess what? I powered through, and I found out that it's actually not true. That there's a lot of other stuff that goes on with it.
Okay,
but
good, good.
Now I'm in trouble with my phone. Thank you.
When I read that, I went into a deep, deep dive of sadness. Hey, Danielle, what's up with you today?
I am so excited because I am having my first Benihana bowl tonight of the season for the Yankee game.
Yes.
Spencer, we're going with Spencer to the Yankee game. And, you know, I love a good Benihana bowl. It is my favorite. It's the only thing I eat at Yankee Stadium other than popcorn and ice cream. I just love it. It's so delicious. And I can't wait. So tonight we're going to the Yankee game. First one for Spencer for the season. And I'm excited. I love family time. It's the best time. So it's awesome.
I just got this off my Citizen app. The NYPD confirmed that all parade viewing pens are full.
Wow.
There is no reentry if you leave your pen. No trains are stopping south of Canal Street, according to Citizen app.
Didn't we say this yesterday? We said if you're not there by 8 o'clock, you're not getting in. Yeah. We said this.
Yeah. You probably should have gone when we said that.
You're right.
Hello, Froggy. What's going on with you?
Anybody here a professional dream interpreter?
No.
What you got? We'll roll with
I'll
it.
Google it.
Last night, I dreamed that I was in Miami. We were going. I was going to the Miami studio. Elvis, you were in Miami as well, and I was running a little bit late. I walked in the studio, and you looked at me and said, "Froggy, you have no pants on." And I showed up to work with no pants on. But I couldn't turn around and go back home and put pants on. And no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't go back home to get pants. And I woke up like anxiety ridden. was like so relieved that it was not real. But I was standing there pantsless at work.
Oh, do you think maybe something in life makes you feel very vulnerable?
I don't
know. Maybe something in life, you're open to something that could you'd have no control over. I don't know. What does it say on Google there, Gandhi?
It says pretty much what you just said. Dream analysts typically view the no pants scenario as a universal symbol of vulnerability, exposure, or feeling unprepared for a specific situation in your waking life. Being late compounds this, suggesting a fear that you're falling behind or failing to meet expectations.
Okay. Lots interesting. To think about. Hmm. Yeah, because there is some stuff going on with you that could make sense. All right, there's your nightmare. Hey, Straight Nate, what's up with you?
I got to thank Scotty B. Scotty B. sent me a picture last night, and it was of chocolate milk. As you guys know, I am a connoisseur of chocolate milk. My favorite, Burn Dairy. And there was a Burn Dairy 2% lactose-free at Stu Leonard's on sale for 99 cents.
Yeah.
I cannot believe a half gallon of milk, especially of that quality, was 99 cents. So, Scotty B., I have a request. Could you please go back and buy them out of that 99-cent chocolate?
It wasn't expired milk?
No. Lactose-free. It'll be good for another couple of weeks.
Well, I need that, too. I'm going to have some.
I'll buy it out.
Yeah.
Buy them out. Every carton I want you to purchase. Look at them.
You are turning into an old man just like Scotty B. Scotty B., what's up with you today?
Hey, have you ever tried pink pineapple?
Yes.
Do you know it exists?
It's so good. It's so
absolutely.
Sweet.
Yes. I had a pink pineapple cheesecake it was Alex's birthday party. I forgot where I had it. It was great.
So I guess Del Monte created it. It's pink glow pineapple, and they're much more expensive than the regular yellow pineapple, but they are very sweet and very delicious.
I think Stu Leonard's has them,
All the supermarkets, they sell them. It's so exclusive that it's in a box. Mm. You get a whole big pineapple, and it's in a box, and it's delicious. You should really try it at least once.
It is delicious.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love it. It's all about Food News Thursday, isn't it? Did everyone go? Did everyone do their around the room?
Yeah.
I think
okay.
So.
We have so many. I can only count so high. Hey, speaking of food, you know our friends at Quick Check, they always know when to roll in. During the winter months, they bring that Quick Check soup in. Mm-hmm. And I have a Quick Check in Bedminster. I stop there all the time when I'm going to the house. They always have that soup and those sandwiches ready to go. What did Quick Check bring in today? The coffee?
Their coffee's amazing. Was raving over the French toast muffin.
It tasted just like French toast. It was so good. It has little crumblies on the top. It was delicious. Crumblies. Yeah.
I love a crumbly.
And Nate had like 7 cookies.
Yeah. Well,
they brought the cookies in. Quick Check has
I'm
the cookies.
I'm working on 7. I've only had 6 so far.
If you're from New Jersey, you understand what Taylor Ham is all about. Scary had the Taylor Ham and egg sandwich.
Cheese. Oh, so good.
All right. So thank you, Quick Check. Millie, we love the fact that Millie came all the way from Quick Check to bring us all this stuff. We love you, Quick Check. Thanks for being a partner of ours here at the show. Let's get into Food News Thursday. It's
Froggy,
time.
Froggy's Food News. He's got the perfect meals to chew.
Here we go. Let's go. What do you got, Froggy?
All right, McDonald's celebrating America's 250th anniversary. We're bringing back its fried apple pie dessert. You know, it started back in the 1960s, the OG fried apple pie when they used to fry them because they went to baking them after a while. The OG fried ones back in the 60s was a crunchy, flaky fried crust with signature filling made of 100% American-grown apples. The inside was basically the surface of the sun in temperature.
Contents may be hot.
The fried apple pie will be available at participating McDonald's locations nationwide for only a limited time starting June 23rd. That is next Tuesday. So plan accordingly to get your apple pie celebrating 250 years.
Are we really planning accordingly?
Yeah, no, that thing's ridiculous.
To burn your mouth off?
Well, you got to let it. You have to let it cool for like 3 hours, and then you can eat it.
All right.
Krispy Kreme has released their new summer collection, started June 16th, a couple days ago. 2 new donuts, 2 frozen beverages, and the return of 2 fan favorite donuts. They've added the original strawberry cake donut, a lemon bar donut. They've got the watermelon-infused lemonade chiller, a mango-infused lemonade chiller, and then the return of the key lime pie and cannoli donuts. So, Nate, you got to get to work at Krispy Kreme.
I better.
Cannoli donuts.
Oh, baby.
That sounds like a stripper name.
Cannoli donuts. Cannoli donuts.
Welcome to the stage, cannoli donuts.
Right here at the pink pineapple.
So, I don't know about you, but I learned to read when I was just a little guy thanks to Pizza Hut and their Book It program. Everybody remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're bringing it back. It started back in 1984. Parents would you would have to keep track of what your child read pre-K through sixth grade. And if you read enough books, you could get a free personal pan pizza at Pizza Hut. Well, they're bringing it back now with an app. You can track reading through the app. But when I was, my mom would just write down that I read books that I don't even know if I read them, but we'd always get that free pizza. So make sure you, that's, if you've got kids, you can get free pizza at Pizza Hut by just learning to read. You ready for the countdown?
Yeah.
By the way, before you go, you know,
yeah.
Scary had the Taylor ham and egg sandwich from our friends at Quick Check.
Quick Check, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The big pork roll versus Taylor ham conflict and fight is going on online.
Oh.
Taylor ham is pork roll.
Yes.
Pork roll is made by the people at Taylor, the ham company,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Taylor what? Is the brand of
exactly.
pork roll. So,
you know, depending on what part of New Jersey you're from, it's called Taylor ham. Mm-hmm. We are eating sandwiches from Taylor ham country. So don't text us to correct us unless you know what you're saying. Don't make me get mad about Taylor ham!
Oh, boy. Yeah, I had never heard of either one until I moved to here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people never heard of Taylor ham if they live in South Jersey. I'm just telling you right now, that's what Taylor ham is. We know what we're saying. That's why we're here and you're not. All right, there you go.
Oh, wow.
All right, I just want to put it out there. I got to put my foot down. It's now time for the Food News Countdown. What are you counting down today?
Okay, this is the top five quick service restaurant chains according to the American Customer Service Satisfaction Index. And we have a change at number one for the first time in 11 years.
Ooh.
Here we go. Number five, Kentucky Fried Chicken KFC at number five.
Excellent.
Panda Express coming in at number four.
Nice.
That's a fast panda.
Number three, Jimmy John's Freaky Fast. Number two had been number one for 11 years. Chick-fil-A has dropped to number two, the Ooh. Customer Satisfaction Index.
Does anyone want to take a guess at number one?
I know it. I'm not going to say it.
Okay. All right. Give it to us, Frog.
Go ahead, Gandhi. Who's number one now in customer satisfaction?
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's,
wow.
The new number one.
Good really? For them.
Yeah. Yes.
Congratulations, Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's, number one.
They do a lot for charity, too. We love them.
They do.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much. There you go. A very successful Food News Thursday.
Froggy, he has food news.
On the way, we have Bailey and Brian Littrell. It's Littrell, not Littrell. Don't start it.
That's
don't
right.
start it.
It's Littrell.
It's Littrell. I'm warning you. What's it like? Growing up in the household where your dad is one of the superstars in Backstreet Boys, and now you are on your own journey in music. That story and some brand new music on the way from Bailey Littrell. But right now, Danielle, what do you got going on?
All right, the new Spider-Man Brand New Day trailer is here. We know that. And of course, you see the Hulk, Punisher, the villain Scorpion, and the movie hits theaters July 31st. But the popcorn buckets are here as well. And you know I love a good popcorn bucket for a collector. They're really cool. Depending on which theater you go to, I think the popcorn buckets are a little bit different. So make sure you check it out if you get a chance. Robert Irwin revealed that he lives in the middle of it all at the Australian Zoo.
Nice.
He said, my alarm clock in the morning is the tigers next door roaring. And he says that visitors could watch him have coffee through a little fence up that has a little glass up because he's right there.
Oh my God.
In the thick of it all. How about that? I know it's not the holiday season yet, but Disney announced Mickey's Home Alone, a full-length animated Christmas special inspired by the Home Alone movie with Macaulay Culkin, is on the way. And before we know it, it will be the holiday season again. And there is some buzz in Hollywood that the Toy Story 5 song from Taylor Swift, I Knew It, I Knew You, is worthy of an Academy Award nomination for Best Original Song. So we'll see if it happens. And we are in the thick of it for the World Cup. And did you know that Scottish fans are called the Tartan Army? And what they do when they go away during the regular season, for every single away match they go to for Scotland, they will raise money for local charities, kids' charities, just to say thank you for having us. How nice is that?
That's great.
So we're learning so many cool things about all the different fans of all the different teams. What are we watching tonight? There are four World Cup games tonight. You also have The Capture on Peacock and the series premiere of I Will Find You on Netflix. And that is my Danielle report.
All right. Are we ready to have a conversation with Bailey and yes. Brian Littrell?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What a great story. I hope so. We'll find out. I'll go ahead and give you Bailey's song. No, let me give you the Backstreet Boys song. Should we play Bottle Up?
Yeah. Just came out.
Okay. And then we'll play Bailey's song in a few minutes. So hang on. They're coming up.
Something about you got me. Like lightning struck my body. To the room, get out of the way. We are made of broken pieces, but that's how the love gets in. You're under my skin. And even if I could stop it, I would change exactly nothing. Not a word that I can say. Just something about you make me feel like I got everything. It's something that you bring. And I can't stop time. But tonight, it's for life. Take this moment.
Hashtag Brody and Scary.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
It was good then, and it's better now. For over 40 years, Pedigree has been bringing out the good in dogs. Every bowl delivers 100% complete adult nutrition, supporting six health essentials for your dog. That's the Pedigree Goodness Promise.
With it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. With a bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. With a bang bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup on. Hit the dance floor. I got all I need. No, I ain't got cash.
you
baby,
and me.
To the floor and me see your energy because me not play no hide and seek. What is the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl? Free! Cause anytime I whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Up, up, me up, not up, touch up, a dollar in my pocket cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Make the beat just take control. Yourself, get out of control.
Baby,
Z100 on iHeartRadio.
Make us your number one preset now.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. No escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do I think I'm done? Losing my hands spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? Ooh, that I'm not afraid to
$100.
Just enter this nationwide keyword at Z100.com.
America. That's America.
Enter it now at Z100.com.
Woo! Let's get back.
Back to the hits.
Z100.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm up at Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding, girls need blinders, or they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple Eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Brian and Bailey Littrell are here. Good morning, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Guten Tag. German for good day.
Look at that. He's a translator for the UN. I know you're. I know you want to hurry and be downtown for the parade.
Oh yeah, we're on our way.
Okay, all right.
Oh, God. So
we just stopped by real quick.
Good luck.
Well, thanks for coming by. So Brian, of course, we've known for 1,000 years with Backstreet Boys. By the way, Froggy loved seeing you at the Sphere.
To this day, I'll still say it's the best concert I've ever seen.
You know what's the best one I've never seen? I can't see it. But I've heard great things about it.
It is the most immersive show ever.
My back is to it the whole night. So everybody's like,
you got
to
trust us.
You guys have to love your show. I'm like, I've never seen it.
Well, this is the saddest story I've heard today. But Brian brings Bailey Littrell. Bailey, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank
you. Now, last year on Idol, right?
Yes.
Your dad came out with you as well.
He did. Yeah. You up and moved back to California for a little bit.
Yeah. Wow. Just a little bit.
And you were awesome on Idol.
Oh, thank you so
much. But when you left Idol, Bailey, did you know where you were going, where your career would take you, or was it all still kind of, where's this going?
Zero idea. I was leaving the show kind of trying to figure out what I was going to do, and I thought, you know, I had a certain direction in my mind where music was going to go. I recorded a little bit, and then took the summer to like reflect, and I was like, this is not you. You need to like figure out who you are. And so then I kind of took the summer, went back to college, and then fall came around, and then I was writing again, and everything was different. And then quickly, like, it just kind of changed everything. I was like, you're writing pop music now? Like, what's going on?
Look at that.
Oh my God, we're back again.
It really took its own progression, its own journey, and it led you to where you are today.
Yes.
Here on the most important radio show in America.
In the world.
I'm honestly geeking out right now. Really?
Are you really?
Yes.
Yeah. I am too, to be honest.
This is the spot.
You're acting so well.
And by the way, you're geeking very well. By the way, I don't believe in us being the most big, incredible show in the world, but
I do.
Well, now that you've said it, okay, let's go back. This is why I love having Brian and Bailey on at the same time, because it's a story about music, starting with your dad. But you grew up in this world of your dad in music. You don't really know another world. To you, being on Broadway in Disaster was like just another day having fun in front of lights and audiences. Really? I mean, did you even know? How long ago was that when you were on Broadway?
That was 10 years ago.
So you were how old?
Yeah, I was 13.
Wow.
You had 13, no clue what you were doing.
I mean, I mean,
you did, but you know what I'm saying?
It was a perfect age to do Broadway, honestly, because I had no idea, like, the magnitude and pressure that was just on the whole cast, because everyone, I mean, it was like being on stage with a bunch of all-time greats, and they're all like, you know, I need a good show, and I'm kind of like, I wanted a job.
Okay. Last thing I was doing was you finally had a gig.
The last thing I was doing was a Windex commercial, and then now I'm here. And I was like, this is pretty cool. You know, this is pretty cool.
Bailey, let's go back.
As a taxpayer.
Yeah, you have to pay taxes. Sorry about that. I'm going to go back a little further. Growing up on a tour bus.
Yes.
With the Backstreet Boys, that was just everyday life for you. Like, everyday life for me was just being a punk and picking my nose and really doing nothing.
Still is.
Yeah. Thank you, Gandhi.
You're welcome.
So, did you ever think in that day of your life that this would be where this world would take you?
I feel like young Bailey, like really young Bailey, would say yes, because that was my whole life. Like, I mean, I had my little BlackBerry phone, and I'd call my cousin, and I'd be on Dad's tour bus, and I'm like, yeah, we're going to start a band, just like, you know, Kevin and Dad. And I just hope you're ready for it. He's like, dude, I'm in first grade. And I was like, I don't care. They started young. We have to start younger. Yeah. I mean, New Edition started really young.
So that's all you knew.
Yeah, that's all I knew. I mean, I wasn't sure what was going to happen as, you know, the older I got. That's when, like, the doubt kind of kicked in. But then finally I realized, I was like, you got to, you know, chase this dream as long as you can. And if this is something you can do, I mean, I always felt confident just growing up in it. You know, being raised around music and then in music, it was the natural thing to do.
His first big boy bed was a bunk.
On a tour
bus.
Oh, wow.
So he literally went from a crib to like a bunk, which was like a sweet to him. He was like, wow, I've like grown up big time. So
is it too late for us to get bunks?
Did you ever like see like the craziness surrounding the Backstreet Boys and say to yourself, he's just my dad. I don't get it.
I feel like I always understood it. Like from a young age, like I was always just kind of like, okay, well, this is normal. There's going to be some screaming people, you know, chasing my dad in a van.
Normal.
You know, this seems pretty normal. Throwing trinkets in the windows and stuff.
He was busting my, you know, this was years ago. We were at, where were we at? Like a drugstore somewhere. And they had like CDs in this case, and they were like literally a dollar for a whole CD. And there was a Backstreet Boys CD.
All right.
Dang.
That's a bargain.
And he grabs it and he goes, Dad, like you've really made it. Like
you really made it.
And I was like, seriously, son?
You probably thought I was being sarcastic, but I really wasn't.
You're
was
number, like, one, number one at Walgreens, man. What's
That's
your
right.
problem?
Come on now.
And, you know, and so, how old were you when you were in this bunk on this bus?
I mean, that was like.
You were two,
from the
three.
Very beginning.
Oh my God! You're the age of all the girls chasing your dad. the young ones, anyway.
Now they're all 40.
Oh my God!
They've been doing it all
and they've got grandkids. This is the strangest world we're living in. So Brian and Bailey Littrell are here. Bailey's new song is "So Be It." I'm going to play that in a minute. We've got to like really just kind of dig in and get to the bottom of what this is all about for you as a family, because that's how it started, and you as a solo artist. Because that's where it's going, and that's where it is. More with Brian and Bailey Littrell coming up right after this.
That's funny?
To me, it's funny. Yeah, do you have a sense of humor?
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Always there when you call. Always on time. Gave you my baby.
When I say kids like no other, I know I got a lot of things I need to explain. But baby, you know the name, and love is about pain. So stop the complaints and drop the order of restraint. Our sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. I can't wait no more. Cause it's about a quarter past three, and sure days I mean, I got the Bentley Ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades. And I love to see that some boots and shades spread out on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Down. You never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking your ass and hitting you all wild. We shared something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. And I gave you my all. Now, baby, be mine. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. And I gave you my all. Now, baby, be mine.
Come on, pull it together. It's only a sun shower. We've been through worse weather. Like a stormy night, you wrote a dear John letter and took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Girl, you know better. He's an M.O.B. Money over Brody's murder, I.N.C. I got two or three broads for every V. And I keep them up off that. I'm a playground legend like Kirkland Pee-wee. Name a baller in the league, got more game than me. I play harder, so many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth to dare, this life ain't apparently fair. And a love with no glare is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby. Bombers boot when the coldest weather. And when I play, you play the same way. You freak me, baby. I f*** you crazy, then I'm gone. And baby, don't really want me to get up and leave off that easy. Should be waking up to she's a. Remind these women to mind their business. Believe me, pimp game is very religious. And I'm built like a Don Bishop. Gold deep dish, money green bins. And my world is my witness. The life we share is a thug affair. But who cares? You care.
I'm not always there.
But
I'm always
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Talk to me. Looks like we're making up for lost time. Need you to spell it out for me. Bossing over on all night. It's like a type of alchemy. Introduce me to your best friend. I can come and slide right in. A satellite ain't even that far. I kinda wonder where you are. Already know I can leave it alone. You're on my mind. Already gave you the time and the place. So don't be shy.
Conversations while the songs are playing than we do when we're on the air. You should be here. It's a whole other show. Brian and Bailey Littrell are here, and it's an honor to have you here.
I want to know if you ever told him not to do it. Like, Brian, did you ever say to your son, you know what, don't go into show
or business? Did mom ever say
or
that?
Or did mom ever say it? Exactly.
She's shaking her head.
Well, I mean,
mom said yes.
You know, we always talked about it's not easy. I mean, this is a business that will chew you up and spit you out. And, I mean, we've known that for a long time.
You've actually been spit out before. You feel like you've been spit out?
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little dewy. You know, it's right. Sticky. But, you just kind of have to wipe yourself off and keep at it. You know, they love you, but they love to hate you at the same time. And it's, you know, it's not easy. So if anything, like, just as a parent speaking as a dad, right, take away the titles and the records and all that stuff, just as a dad, like, across the board, all five of us Backstreet Boys do nothing but work hard to support our families and our children. Mm-hmm. And we would do anything to help push them to be whatever they want to be.
And protect them at the same time.
True. So, you know, that's what we talk about. My dad worked at IBM for 35 years. He can never tell me about the music business. So Bailey's like, Dad, I want to do music. And I'm like, I'm not sure about that, you know. But he has a God-given gift that is just really undeniable. He just has it. And it's scary to me as a parent. So now I feel like what my parents felt like when I was 18 running out the door to Orlando to sing songs and make a living. Who would have thought, right, 33 years later that there's a new generation? So I'm just super proud of him. I call him the American Ed Sheeran because he's a singer, songwriter, producer, arranger. He does it all, and he does it all very, very well. So
is he better at a lot of this stuff than you?
Of course he is. Yeah, of course he is. He's a lot better than I am. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. How has the reception been for you when people find out that you are related? Do they give you a hard time, or do you think it's been easier for you?
Ooh, this is a saucy question. You ready for a saucy?
I bring the sauce. That is what I like to do.
Does it make it worse?
Right.
Having Brian Littrell as your
dad. I would imagine, you know, American Idol, you have all these people who probably have been struggling for a long time, and then here you come, and you've got a Backstreet Boy backing you up, and it's either going to be better for you, or people are going to be really nasty. So how has it been?
Zero friends from the show.
Zero friends.
Really? As of today, zero friends. It was very hard. And then just in general, it was hard to try to, you know, make friends in the industry the whole time I've done this. I mean, it was, you know, people would be nice. I would get in record label meetings. I mean, booking agent meetings, right? Anything, you name it. And they would find out the last name and be like, yep, okay.
That sucks.
Wow, that sucks. Was there a time you thought about dropping it?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, there was... Idol was kind of my last-ditch effort to try this because, you know, everyone says, leading comment on social media when I was on Idol was, you could get a record deal. You know, why aren't you just doing that? Why are you taking this route and taking someone's spot?
It doesn't work that way, does it?
No.
And it's not your fault that you were cursed with this last name.
I mean, I had people on the show. I had people on the show that were like, you know, you don't deserve to be here, right?
They said it to you.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I think I have every right just as much as you do. And
thank
I was
you.
Like, and we're all trying to make it, so you try it. And it just became one of those things. It was an amazing experience because I feel like if I didn't have that, then I wouldn't still be here. Because it was like, you have to take the heat. And I had taken a lot of heat, but I was getting it dished to me every day.
Wow.
In troves. So I was like, all right, I get it. It's fine.
He wrote a song about it.
Yeah,
about the experience, about having friends, and like, you know, and being treated how he was treated, and it'll be on his record.
There you go.
Wow.
Hello.
It's really damn good too. Oh, sorry. It's really dang good.
You can say that.
You can say that. Damn is the least awful word we've used on the show.
It's called The Best Friend I Never Had.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Frog, what's up?
So, Bailey, what would you say is the best piece of advice that your dad has given you as far as the music business and getting through this deal?
Run!
Don't do it!
Run, don't walk!
Composure. Composure has always been his main thing with me, and that goes to, like, performing and being on stage, but also, like, in those types of situations, keeping your composure. So Idol, for instance, was one of those where it was like, don't lose your head, don't get upset, don't let anyone, you know, really ruffle your feathers. Even if they do, like, channel it, sure, use it if you want to use that anger, but composure. Mm-hmm. Like, find a way to harness it. I finally got to a point where it was super hard, you know, and he's looking at me like, what have we talked about? You know, and I'm like, I want to run through a wall right now, you know? And you just kind of slowed me down a little bit, which was great. But how we say, don't cry.
Are you crying? We got a crier on line one.
It's definitely composure. That's both of my parents. And that's just, it's also just being a genuine person, like being honest. And in this business, it's very rare, obviously, to find that. And we're just us. You know, a lot of people have to be, especially artists, they have a persona, a character. And that really does sometimes work, but us, we are just us. Like, the same person you're seeing here is the same person we are, you know, in our normal lives. And so,
well, you know what I'm hating here? You're growing up way too fast here, Bailey. I want to go back to the day that the family discovered that Bailey had talent. I mean, how did you know that this kid had it?
I had a recording session out in California. I flew out from Atlanta, I landed, and I got a text from my buddy. He was like, did you hear the news? And I was like, what news? And it was the day that Michael Jackson had passed away. So I was flying into LA, I saw all the choppers everywhere. We had a house out there at the time, and so was very close to the vicinity, so you know the entertainment world was in an uproar, trying to find out what was going on. I went to the studio, I did the session that day, and I went right back to the airport to fly back home. And I got back the very next morning, and I was making coffee in the kitchen. Bailey walks in, and he's like, "Oh, baby, give me one more chance." He walks in singing, "I Want You Back," and I was like, "Bubba, what are you doing?" He's like, and he was tiny at the time, and he's like, "Oh, Daddy, that's Michael Jackson." I go, "I know it's Michael Jackson, but like, what are you singing?" He's like, "Oh, they're playing it all over the radio." And I was like, that's really when I knew, because he was singing in key, he was doing the phrasing.
You never
exactly.
heard that before, ever? That was he just not, out of nowhere.
I mean,
boom.
Not really. It was just something that he didn't really do.
It's kind of creepy.
Well, it was.
No, you think you know your kid, and your kid comes out sounding like Michael Jackson. Like, I don't know. Was he moonwalking and stuff? What was
Elvis,
he doing?
Elvis is like, "You are not a good dad if you're just picking it up."
I don't know. I'm just thinking all the things I could have surprised my mom and dad with. Nothing quite as that nice as that. Man. But anyway, so did you decide, well, we got to see what else we can tap into with Bailey?
I think I go back to just being a dad and, like, being supportive of whatever he wants to do. And, you know, it's not like he didn't grow up on the road, like you mentioned that earlier. So he's always been around it, but I think it was just his, you know, his time to be like, "Oh, I can do this." And it just came out. And so that was, you know, again, it wasn't something that mom and dad, like, push. Like, I wouldn't push anybody to be like, "Hey, let's go be a pop star and be an entertainer," because it, like I said, it's not an easy thing, but, you know, you figure it out. And like you just said, like, we're just who we are. That's, you know, don't care who you are, where you're from, what you did. You know,
wow.
As long as you love us.
Sorry. I heard it as you were saying it. Yeah.
See what you did there.
I heard that. So it's word games.
It makes sense.
So you talk about being a dad. So Bailey, I have to know from you, what is the most dad stuff that Brian does? Is he like show up at the airport 4 hours early, like the Home Depot dad?
Absolutely.
He is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does he mow the yard wearing sandals and black socks?
No.
Gandhi's dad does. Yeah.
Maybe some like Air Monarchs, you know, like the Nikes, but...
You were lying about the airport thing. That's a straight lie, because I can't get him and his mother out of the house.
But you would try.
Because they both have gray hair. To my life, though. He gets, you know, he gets a little, I guess, I don't know, you know, crotchety like your dad.
You know? Anal.
And so, anal. It just, you know, as time goes on, he's more like, you know... this, and you're gonna be late, and you can't do this, and he'll just get so mad about something.
You know what? You laugh all you want, Bailey.
Yeah.
One day you'll turn into that.
It's already carried on.
What about social media? Because the Backstreet Boys really didn't grow up in the age of social media.
And we didn't have it.
Right, and you didn't have all this, like, "You look like crap," or "You this," or "You this." Or what? How do you teach him about dealing with social media when you guys really didn't have it?
So I think it was just the comment that he just made previously about composure, because if you buy in too much, too far into what people are saying, nobody would ever do anything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many people that love to hate out there, and it's like, "Oh, he's a Nepo baby." And I'm like, you name it. We can go through all the Nepo babies in the entertainment world and the acting world and the music world. It's like, he's no different, you know? But, oh, his platform is too big. And it's like, he's still got to fill it. He's still got to do it, you know? So... you know, the joke we have is people want to say all these negative things, but it's like they would trade in a heartbeat.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
And it's like, we just want to shower those people.